On tonight's Happy Mastiff Holiday Special, I promote a friend, and we welcome, for the first time ever, the Happy Mastiff Theater Company, performing for you. So sit back and enjoy the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Good evening, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. We've been on a break, been kind of, you know, catching up with our families, friends.
We do that after the holiday season sometime.
I know.
And it's always the holiday season.
And it's important.
Here.
You know, it is always the holiday season to the Happy Mastiff, but real life doesn't always follow my holiday season schedule. So sometimes I have to follow real life. I got my buddy here, John with No H.
Hey, everybody, I'm John with No H.
I have an announcement to make, John with No H.
Yes, sir.
You're not a guest on my program.
What?
You're not a guest on the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special.
I don't understand.
I'd like to give you a promotion, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I would like you to make you, kind of a trial run. I'd like you to be my co-host. What you got there, buddy?
That was me unwrapping a celebratory candy.
This is a very luxurious Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. We've surrounded ourselves with extra fancy little morsels of enjoyment. We got, what do you call these? Let's see.
Luxury
wafers. What does that say?
It says luxury wafers with chocolate creme filling. Mm. Oh, cream. I'm sorry. Cream filling.
It's got the little accent mark. It could be.
I think it would be more like cream.
Creme,
yeah, because it's after the first E is when you got that little apostrophe. So I've got myself a nice little morsel of English toffee that with a whiskers. Oh, whiskey flavored center.
I wouldn't even taste my own whiskers.
I don't think you can, because you've always got them. It's like you can't taste your own tongue.
Huh.
Anyway, so on this luxurious episode of the Happy Mastiff, what will you be drinking?
Wait a second. You haven't addressed the Mastiff in the room.
You?
I just said I'd like you to join me as a co-host and not as a guest. I want you to...
I'm a little bit nervous about it. That's why I'm kind of...
You're deflecting.
Yes,
you're
I
trying
am.
To...
I would love to be a co-host.
Well, that makes me really happy.
But if I'm a co-host, we might need another guest.
Perhaps. Guess what?
Yes?
There's not an extra guest tonight.
All right.
Oh, we do have guests.
Yes, we do.
That we've never had on this show before. We have...
An entire company, rather.
Yes, the Happy Mastiff Theatrical Company. They'll be doing a performance on this show this night. I'm very excited about it.
I'm enjoying it.
Perhaps during recording of the program is not the time to enjoy frozen taffy.
Taffy.
It came directly out of the refrigerator.
Very hard to chew.
Imagine, is it toffee or taffy?
I don't know. I called it toffee, you called it taffy. So I went with it.
Okay, well, let's say it's taffy, which is
no,
very...
Taffy
very,
is laffy.
Yeah.
This okay. is toffee.
So toffee, which is... kind of tough to chew to begin with,
mm-hmm.
and then refrigerate it for 6 months, and then say, it's time to eat this. That's what's happening.
Not a good
and now John with no wish is going to be chewing on it for a half an hour.
I'm going to wash it down with
so
some delicious...
So much for a co-host.
I've got toffee and coffee.
Toffee and coffee. Okay, now we do have an extra fancy coffee beverage with us this evening, too.
We do.
And I believe my buddy... John with No H prepared this for us this night.
I did. I frothed some milk. I nuked the milk. I added sugar to the milk. I refrothed the milk. And then layered the coffee with milk, coffee, and then the frothed sugar.
And it did celebrate in the layers.
It is delicious.
It did celebrate. Separate. I celebrate the separation.
As do
I. Of layers.
It's a drink that evolves. I enjoy that. So, this show is an interesting show. Because this is your first show that you're going to be doing a PSA.
Yes.
And
yeah, there are some things happening in the world that I don't actually like to make the program timely because I'd like you to be able to enjoy any episode whenever you want. But there's
any,
some stuff happening right now that we're going to address. Most of the show is not going to be serious, but the PSA at the end is going to be a real thing.
You say most of the show, but we're already like 5 minutes into the show.
I know.
So, maybe we should invite some guests on.
Is it time?
I think it's time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome, for the first time on the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special, the Happy Mastiff Theatrical Company, performing a sketch for us this night, based on terrible movie tropes, things that happen in movies over and over and over, and you know, that's just not the way it works. So now, what's the name of this performance?
Hackers Go Hacking, as performed by the Happy Mastiff Theater Company.
All right.
So let's invite on these two completely different people than us.
How you doing, fellas? Oh, they're preparing. They're preparing. They're getting into character. You're not supposed to talk to them. And now, the hackers go hacking.
We're completely locked out. I'm going to have to hack the system.
Can't you do that?
Oh, if I cross the amalgamate and the panametric logarithms with the semideltoid microclusters, I might be able to.
Good plan. Do it!
Bah! Worthless Quetzalcoatl.
What's wrong?
It's blocking my every step of the way.
Well, do you have room for one more on that very loud keyboard of yours?
Are you suggesting we double hack the system?
I'm suggesting we double hack this system. I'm not half the hacker you are, but I do know how to reverse the polarity of the flow from the Rampillion circuit. If I do that on this half of the keyboard, while you redirect the microclusters on your half of the keyboard, we might be able to do it.
Are you suggesting if we both hack, we'll have 1.5 hackers?
I don't think so, but you know more about hacking than I do.
Than I am.
1.5 hackers, correct.
Good plan. Let's do it.
Do it.
We're in.
Now what?
I'm hacking every appliance that's plugged into an electrical source.
Can you do that?
If I quantum magnify the nanotransistor luminescence field, I might be able to.
Good plan. Do it.
I'm in again.
Hack the host. Hack the toaster.
Already on it. The toast is toasted.
Now hack the refrigerator.
I'm in for the third time.
What kind of jelly do they have in that refrigerator?
Marmalade.
Excellent. Now hack their cutlery drawer.
Why?
We need a knife.
Do you suggest that I cut the cheese?
We'll see.
I can't. The cutlery drawer is not plugged in.
Let me in. I'll unreverse the polarity.
Can you do that?
I'm in. Now spread the marmalade on that toast.
Ah, to jam up the system. Good plan.
Do it.
Done. Now I can delete that email from when I accidentally hit reply all.
And that's the end of that scene from the Happy Mastiff Theatrical Company. Good job. Good job.
Fantastic. That was quite enjoyable.
I really enjoyed that. You guys, we'll have to have you guys back.
So, there was some hacking going on there.
Yes.
Do you have something important to say about what's happening in the world right now?
I do. There is something troubling happening across the world, called the coronavirus. What's the name of the actual?
COVID-19.
Yes. And it has to do with hacking. There is apparently some emails going around that appear to be from the World Health Organization or the United States Center for Disease Control that appear to have information on how to deal with the coronavirus.
But it's not a real email that people should be opening the links to.
It is not a real email. If you see one of these emails, don't open it because it's malware and it will install a virus on your computer. I don't know if it'll put it on your smartphone.
I don't either, but regardless, the World Health Organization and the CDC are not currently, as far as we know, emailing individuals. So if you receive an email that looks like it's from one of those organizations, just delete it and be done with it.
That's it. Oh, I feel good about actually doing a useful public service announcement after having a good time. I'm going to get back to these luxury wafers.
I want a luxury wafer.
Have a luxury
wafer.
Tell
me a little bit about these luxury wafers.
Well, it's a wafer. It's been curled into...
I got the short one because it was broken.
I got the other half of your short one.
Let's clink it.
Clink. They've been shaped into tubes.
And there's a filling in the center.
Filled with creme. And John with no H dropped part of his.
I caught it.
That's kind of tasty.
Can you all hear us enjoying this?
Mmm.
There's a good crunch. I'm going to try and get
you here. Excessive enjoyment.
That's delicious.
Hey, John with no H.
Yes?
What happened to your H?
It went away.
What happened to your H?
Not going
to
talk about it.
Tell me about your H.
Nope.
Do it.
Not going to happen.
Where's your H?
It's after the T.
Where? Huh?
It's after the T.
So it is there.
Sometimes. It depends on if it's a professional or more colloquial setting.
I'm so frustrated with you that I don't want to do the special song I normally do.
You don't?
No.
So it's just the end?
It's just the end.
All right, then. Coho says goodnight.
I want to thank the Happy Mastiff Theatrical Company. And
as the co-host, I think that I should be able to end the show.
All right. Wait. The not Happy Mastiff is going to do the Happy Mastiff outro theme song?
Nope. I'm just going to say goodnight.
Well, can I do the song?
You just said you didn't want to.
I don't want to do the special song that's often about the topic that we talked about.
Can I sing the outro song then?
Very well.
Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. I feel like you jumped in on my solo there.
I did, but I harmonized with you and it was magnificent.
I don't know if it was harmonizing as much as just octavizing.
Covered in fancy sauce.
Hope to hear you guys listening to us next time because you will be talking so loud we hear you.
Thank you for joining us for the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. Good night.